9:14 on the ticket. It's time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Corner Bakery and by Dallas Dodge.
Okay, we're going to try something here. I've been goofing around with my phone, and I have a little something that has caused great mirth in my life over the past 24 hours.
I'm already going to protest this.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, hold on, Jer. We'll get to you in just a moment. But hold on, let me... You just have to bear with me for just a moment. I've got to dial something on my phone.
It's worth it here. Everyone just hold on.
We hope it's worth it.
Get ready for some gold.
If it works, it's definitely worth the wait.
Yeah.
It's going on right now.
All right, hold on. Turn down the music.
Everybody be quiet.
Okay.
Stop laughing. Oh, answer.
This is Ray from Singtao Fuko Katatatamutakao.
No, you bastard!
All right, try the next one.
Okay. Let's try that.
That was Ryan.
Yeah, that was Ryan. He didn't want any part of it.
He did not play along.
I think he thought it was real, though, and just thought that was the way to get out of it.
Yeah, no social grace to say, I'm sorry, you got the wrong number or anything.
We'll call him back here in a second, see if he bought it. Oh.
An answer.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
I'm with your guys.
Damn! It's Mike Ducey. Are you there, Mike?
I am. I got it on the speaker in the car, so the quality might not be very good right now.
I hate you.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, guys, I really enjoy your broadcast every morning. I thank you so much for thinking of me.
Bastard.
have a good day.
Bye.
You too.
Dang it.
I think Ryan was listening, too. But
all right.
I think finally caught up with him.
Okay. Now, I know somebody we can get here.
Okay.
See, we got to find someone who's not listening. Easy for other stations to do, but...
Okay, I'll tell you who we can get. What about front desk at the ticket?
Okay.
We have a front
always
desk?
Always an easy target.
I think we still have a front desk.
We're only going to have one desk here for too long.
King Middle Trady Dallas Fort Worth.
Hello?
Oh, you guys! Hold on.
Boy, they give you no time at
hold
our
on.
Front desk.
Let's try that again.
Yeah. Have the hello ready to go.
Well, I'm trying to. You got to switch apps real quick, and you have to jump through all kinds of hoops here. Okay.
Well, our front desk is not patient.
You aren't.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Oh, no.
Please hurry.
Cumulus Brady, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Ray from Singtao Fuko Katatatamutakao. I have your order here for you to pick up. We are waiting for you.
You have an order for us?
The order with the spring roll and the long soup is about 6 bags of food.
Do you have a name?
Your order about half hour ago.
Do you have a name for who it was?
We have your number. It's someone that made the call.
If anybody called you from this building, it would show this number. It's the front desk.
These are your favorite restaurant. You say you'll get the food from us all the time. We have the sick bag for you.
It wasn't me that called you, and I have no idea who it was. I'm sorry. There's no way for me to tell.
You come here all the time.
Do you have a name?
I know you. I know your voice and your face. You come and you pick up the food. your order half hour ago is ready.
I honestly just got here to work and it's
use
not
the same restaurant you use all the time. You come, we have this number. Oh, it's on our database.
And you don't have a name?
I can deliver. If you give me your address, I send the food now.
It wasn't me that ordered the food, I'm sorry.
Because you owe us a lot of money for the food.
I'm sorry?
$328. Because you owe us a lot of money for the food.
I personally don't. I'm not sure who ordered, but if you can tell me a name, I can maybe...
No,
track
no them kidding. $328 is a lot of food.
I understand that, but I don't have anybody to send you to.
I said for you to pick up the food a half hour ago, still not the food pick up.
I can't help you unless I have a name, I'm sorry. I'm sorry?
It's not nice you make the call and order the food and not pick up.
I'm sorry, it wasn't me and I can't help you with that name.
Oh, sorry, this is a wrong number. Okay, bye.
Go! That is the biggest time waste app and yet greatest app ever.
Oh gosh, it's on the iPhone. It's called Pranksters or something like that. And
you paid $2 for that.
Yeah,
that is
that was worth the $2
well
just then.
Spent.
Should we call him back and tell him?
Yeah, we need to call him back and tell him it's us.
He was so patient and nice, unlike Mike and Deucey.
You want to call him, Fernando? We'll punch him up in here.
There's another one too of a guy who's a different voice.
All right, here we go. Hang on.
Oh, is he?
You talk, George. Tell him you ordered some Chinese, and make sure you get it.
You just quit.
Dang it! Now someone called him and told him he'd been pranked. I bet.
You think?
Yeah. All right. Tell Jake we're sorry. We just called to test out a new app.
We were app testing.
Yeah.
Why isn't he picking up the phone?
I don't know.
Surely he's not shell-shocked by the time-wasting Chinese guy.
Well, he sees the ID.
$80 Fort Worth.
Hey, Jake?
Yeah.
This is George Dunham.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Downstairs. Hey, did someone bring some Chinese food yet? Because we ordered a whole bunch and we haven't... they didn't bring it here. We thought they may have brought it to 16.
No. If they did, I would eat it.
Someone tell you?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. We had to test out Gordo's app.
We got to tell you.
It was a good one, though. I got to say, it was a good one.
We got to tell you, Jake, you're awfully polite to the guy. I pulled this on a few friends yesterday, and the F-bombs were flying.
I was getting very close, so. Good job.
Yeah, you're a good guy, Jake.
All right, bless you, sir.
Bye. See ya.
All right.
He hates us now.
He does hate us. All right, see, this is another one. I don't know if we have time for one more, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got Jer with it.
Plenty of time.
We got Jer with the Chinese guys.
Kind of.
What do you think? We'd try this number here.
I think we need to replay the
Jer?
The Jer.
Okay, have that
pitch
ready.
No, we don't have that audio.
Yeah,
no,
we do.
Yeah, we do.
You got it. All right, everybody be quiet. Dang it. Dang it.
You screened it.
All right, give me the cord and we'll listen to Jer.
Cord broken.
No, it's not.
No, the cord's not broken. Here we go. All right, now we called Jeremy earlier and we didn't start taping until halfway through the call. So Jer went through that whole routine with the Chinese food guy and finally put him on hold after the guy filibustered Jer for a good 3-4 minutes.
And we helped sell it because then I went out and I said, hey, where's Fernando? Did he go pick up our Chinese food?
While he put the guy on hold, Jeremy had the guy on hold, and then George went in there and said, hey, did Fernando go get the Chinese food? We were expecting Chinese
food. And I'd done the same thing the other guy did, saying, do you have a name? Do you have a name who ordered it?
And it was a pretty good acting job, too, wasn't it, Jer? And I said, okay, can you just go back online with him and just tell him I'll be right with him? I got to go get my credit card.
Yeah.
And so Jer thought he was only going to be on with this guy for maybe 5 seconds to say, hold on. And the guy, Gordo, keeps him on hold for another 2 minutes.
Yes.
All right, you got this cranked up?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Something I can do is $170. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet?
Hold on, somebody's going to come down.
Okay? In your neighborhood. You come here all the time.
Yeah. Somebody's about to come down and get it. I was just making sure. I'm not the person that ordered. Somebody else here did.
You use all the time. You come. We have this number. Oh, it's on our database.
No, that's fine. Somebody's going to come get it.
If you give me your address, I send the food now.
Right. Well, we'll be there just a second to pick it up.
Because you owe us a lot of money.
Yes, I know. I'll be there just a second.
$328.
Okay.
No kidding. Right. $328 is a lot of food.
Yeah. We'll have a credit card.
It's okay. We can bring. I bring to your house.
Okay. Well. Somebody's coming down in just a second.
Lot of food.
Okay. We know. All right. Thank you.
I said for you to pick up the phone.
So then Jeremy finally hung up on him.
All he had to say was, hold on just a second.
Yeah, we're coming down. That's what Jeremy was
trying to say. That's usually all it takes when somebody says, hey, can you come down and pick me up? Sure, we'll send somebody down.
But the Chinese guy just wanted to keep talking.
And I didn't buy it at first. I thought it was a prank because it's such a fake voice.
It is a fake voice.
But then Georgie came in here and he sold the bit. So,
hey, we're
good for him.
We got some Chinese food.
Oh god, that's funny stuff. It's called
fun with that.
It's called Pranksters, and the problem is it's gotten so popular now. I was up at
everyone's lives.
I was up at Channel 8 yesterday, and this was
big time.
Oh, this is all what anyone at Channel 8 was doing. The TV was just going to snow. Meanwhile, they're off the air, but everyone's sitting there pranking each other with this application.
Are there different voices?
Yeah, there's
country guy.
This is the best one. The country guy one's stupid. Although we did get my friend Jeff yesterday with the country guy, and that one has too many F-bombs for us to play the audio of. But they also have Sean Connery, which no one's going to fall for that. So, but the best one is the Chinese restaurant, and then this one here, which is the call center, which is...
Hello? Would you say that you currently spend more than $10 a month on your internet and telephone services?
So that one, there's just a taste of that one. We'll try to get someone with that one here pretty soon.
God, that's great.
Did we call down to Norm's conference room?
Norm.
Ooh, the conference room.
Yeah, he can't listen.
Call his cell phone.
Call Jake.
Do we have the direct line?
Well, he always...
the conference room?
What about his cell? All right,
bring it in here to me.
Norm always answers his cell.
Oh, yeah, his cell phone.
Whoa. No, hey,
yeah, but that'll take him forever to answer.
No, well, he always answers his cell.
So he knows how to?
Call Norm's cell?
Yeah, or call, cell number?
Yeah, I got a cell number.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Let me find it. It's in my contact list under Gambler.
Gosh. Anyone listening who lets Norm in on this, we will kill you.
Okay, hold on. Norm.
He may have gone down there and told him about it.
Who?
Bassick.
Hmm.
Hold on. Everybody be quiet.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Where's the application?
Hello?
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 Would you say that you currently spend more than $10 a month on your internet and telephone services?
No, I'm fine, thanks. I don't have internet.
My company is called Sanjit's Cut Price Internet.
Oh, dang it! Norm had no time for that. He's into the third round of the NFL draft right now.
His fourth can of beets.
You need a gambling app for him.
You know what? He would have been do the Chinese restaurant on him because that's food related. He's interested in that.
Right. Yeah.
So he wouldn't be so quick to brush you off.
Try him again and be the Chinese guy.
There's no way I can get him on the Chinese. Okay, hold on.
I don't know. He may have in the speakers heard the roars.
The uproarious laughter. Okay, hold on.
I don't think he would have yet.
Good point.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh. I'm gonna turn off my phone.
Call what studio? Okay, hold on.
I gotta call Jake back again.
Okay, I think I got the direct line here.
Yeah, you got the direct line.
Okay. Which one am I going to try? The Chinese restaurant one, right?
Yeah, try Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
Basic answers. Basic answers just hit.
Yeah, I'm afraid Basic will answer.
The answer is say, oh, okay, yeah, hang on.
He didn't want to be there with me.
Ow! I didn't get over quick enough!
Try it again. Well, he's fast with that answer.
Yeah, he answers on the first
ring. He's a bitter guy, man.
You can't get over him.
His cells buzzed him twice, and now this.
We got to call him one more time.
Okay. It's just, I don't know that I can get to the application that quickly.
That's what she said.
Gordo, why don't you do a fake hello?
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 Kill time, yeah.
To buy you some time.
Okay, alright. Try it one more time. He's been called three times now.
He's going to be so fuming. Steam coming out of his ears as he comes in here at 10.
How'd you get this number?
Perfect. I have your order here.
No!
God, he will not.
Oh. As bitter as they come, man.
All right, let's try Dan Bennett.
You are nuts.
No way.
Yes.
No that man is our way. Boss.
You can do it.
All right, we'll have more fun with this later on, I'm sure. And hopefully the pranksters guys who made this application say that they're going to come up with some more voices for it, so you'll have more voices to choose from.
But yeah, that's great.
It's a brilliant application. It's $2, and these guys had to make tons of money because they probably had 1 million downloads, and they get to keep like $1.60 of that each time someone buys it.
We need to think of an app.
I know it. We need to come up with a Muser app.
Yeah.
Or you can prank call people as Ribby.